If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good evening. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Coming up,
new today, House Speaker Mike Johnson calls on Columbia University's president to resign over accusations of anti-Semitism on campus.
Supporters said a Fairfax County student's cries for help were ignored. What a federal jury found. I'm Kate Ryan.
In part of our area, a new way to catch drivers illegally passing stop school buses.
The Supreme Court hears arguments over emergency abortions in states that ban abortion.
We're going to talk and hear from ABC News correspondent Stephen Portnoy at 5:15.
Schoolyard pep rally for the Caps. In Arlington, I'm Dick Iuliano.
This is WTOP News. WTOP-FM Washington. WWWTFM Manassas. WTLP-FM Braddock Heights, Frederick.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Threats of violence are growing at pro-Palestinian protests at colleges across the country. But Republican leaders are now calling for one school to shut it all down.
House Speaker Mike Johnson got booed at Columbia while calling for the school's president to resign amid growing what he calls anti-Semitic pro-Palestinian protests on campus.
I'm here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafik to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
He condemned the demonstrations and any threats against Jewish students.
All of this has to be said because the cherished traditions of this university are being overtaken right now by radical and extreme ideology.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
President Biden says military aid will start going out immediately after signing a $95 billion foreign aid package for Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine passed by Congress.
It's going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer, and it continues America's leadership in the world, and everyone knows it.
CBS's Eleanor Watson reports Ukraine getting the bulk of those funds.
The weapons, which are expected to start arriving in Ukraine over the next few days, include more artillery rounds, air defense munitions to knock down Russian missiles and drones, as well as more armored vehicles.
The Supreme Court's hearing another abortion case today, this one weighing when doctors can perform abortions during medical emergencies in states with bans on the procedure.
The case comes from Idaho, which is among 14 states that now ban abortions at all stages of pregnancy with limited exceptions. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor says federal and Idaho law are in conflict.
No. Idaho law says the doctor has to determine not that there's merely a serious medical condition, but that the person will die.
Yeah.
That's a huge difference, counsel.
That's CBS's Allison Keyes reporting. Today in Arizona, the state house approved the repeal of its controversial abortion ban from 1864. That measure getting support from both Democrats and Republicans. It now heads to the state Senate. School lunches have new nutrition standards.
The rules place new limits on the amount of added sugars in school meals for the first time. They also cut the amount of sodium in kids' school meals. Megan Maroney is with the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
This is a huge step in improving the health of children.
Some 45 million kids get free breakfast and or lunch through the federal school meals program. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Production's been suspended on Eddie Murphy's new movie in Atlanta after several crew members got hurt in a stunt on set. Amazon MGM Studios calling it a freak accident, but everyone is expected to be okay. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5:03 Wednesday afternoon, April the 24th. We have sunshine, a mix of clouds in there too. Temperatures in the region hanging in the low 70s. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story this hour on WTOP. It's a case rooted back to 2011 when a 12-year-old girl accused two classmates of sexual assault and harassment. Now, at age 24, she sued Fairfax County Public Schools in federal court, accusing the school system of failing to protect her. Now, WTOP's Kate Ryan tells us the jury has returned with a verdict.
A federal jury found in favor of the Fairfax County Board of Education and nine former and current educators in the civil suit alleging a former student's pleas for help after a reported sexual assault in 2011 were mishandled. Azra Noumani, a contributor to the Fairfax County Times, noted the reaction from the defendants inside the courtroom.
They put their hands on each other's shoulders. They cried. They sobbed. And I think for them, this was a relief.
A statement from a Fairfax County school spokesperson said the ruling affirms the claim by school officials that they acted to support the plaintiff when she was a 12-year-old student at Rachel Carson Middle School. The plaintiff, identified only as Kate or BR, alleged after the initial hallway assault, she was sexually harassed and later raped off school grounds. She left the courthouse Wednesday with a group of supporters surrounding her. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
It's 5:04. D.C. is cracking down on drivers who pass stopped school buses. Starting Monday, 25 city school buses will have cameras installed. Now, if a driver tries to illegally go around the bus when the stop arm is extended, the camera's going to record video and take pictures of the car's license plate. First 45 days going to be a warning for violators. After that, it's a $500 fine.
Meantime, D.C. is addressing its teacher shortage by allowing aspiring educators to get a bachelor's degree while they work in local schools. WTOP's Scott Gelman tells us the earn and learn model could help the city fill jobs in key areas.
Those include early childhood education, elementary education, and special education. Elizabeth Ross with the city says the program will let D.C. paraprofessionals and high school graduates work in local schools and get a bachelor's degree at the same time.
They'll have that opportunity to earn a salary while they are taking that coursework.
They'll take those courses for free at the University of the District of Columbia.
We're enrolling our first cohort this fall in August 2024. We anticipate that cohort will be up to 50.
Ross explains the program should help D.C. schools fill vacancies in high-demand subject areas.
The most important in-school factor impacting student learning and learning and lives is the quality of their teacher in the classroom.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Well, by now, current college students along with high school seniors are getting ready to start college. And they should be finalizing their plans for the fall. But the botched rollout of the federal application for financial aid is only creating lots of uncertainty and stress.
Angel Diaz of Silver Spring has filled out the FAFSA forms before.
Usually it's pretty quick.
But 4 months later, he's still not sure if he'll have the financial aid he needs to keep attending the University of Maryland. The same process frustrating parents of high school seniors also has the potential to force students like Diaz to drop out.
My parents don't make much money. Myself, I don't have that much money saved up to pay it all off.
But even when schools do get information from the federal government, it's frequently been wrong. Misha Inman's the CEO of College Tracks, which helps students like Diaz sort through the process. And she says schools need to stay flexible with deadlines and
save space for every scholar they have accepted.
Some schools are looking at pushing back deadlines again. John Dome in WTOP News.
So imagine a machine that prints cards telling everyone in town their true life's potential. WTOP entertainment editor Jason Fraley says it's the premise of a show called The Big Door Prize. It drops season 2 today on Apple TV.
Last season ended with a cliffhanger of the Morpho machine teasing the next stage, which apparently means watching video game action that symbolizes your future.
This machine is validating.
Mysterious.
Magic.
Destiny. I have so many questions.
Same. Dusty and Cass, Chris O'Dowd and Gabrielle Dennis, decide to separate for 6 weeks, still living in the same house, hoping the freedom will unlock their unrealized potential. However, it opens the sliding door to a new potential love interest, Justine Lupe. But ironically, not Giorgio, Josh Segarra, who's madly in love with Nat Mary Holland. Apple has only dropped the first 3 episodes of season 2, but so far there's more questions than answers as showrunner David West Reed continues to treat the Morpho machine as a MacGuffin to explore existential themes of fate versus free will. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
How much more you might pay for your hotel room on your summer trip. I'm Jeff Glabel.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Transparency and trust makes buying a car in Fitzgerald, Subaru, Gaithersburg, and Rockville a great experience. It all begins with a low price in writing posted on the window of every car. There's no haggling to get the low price or to know the monthly payment. It's all right there on the window. No haggle, no hassle. Fitzgerald, Subaru, and Gaithersburg, and Rockville. Call 888-FITZMALL today. Transparency you can trust. That's the Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
508.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In the district, jammed westbound on 695 and 395 from the southeast-southwest freeway toward Virginia. Delays lead to the outbound 14th Street Bridge, where the right lane is still blocked. Very slowly getting by to the left toward the 14th Street Bridge. And at Suitland Parkway and I-295, signals are flashing. That's near Firth Sterling Avenue, so flashing red all ways. Suitland Parkway at Firth Sterling Avenue, just east of I-295, where traffic is heavy on the so-called Anacostia Freeway outbound toward the south side of the Beltway, and it is a very slow rush hour on the Capitol Beltway in both Maryland and Virginia, especially near those big Beltway bridges like the Legion. And southbound through Virginia on 395 and 95, rather long delays because of the crash beyond the Beltway. Near 644 on 95, the left lane is still blocked. Now we've got one northbound on 95 near Fairfax County Parkway. The damage on the left side there. You're getting by to the center and the right. 66 volume delays, Maryland 270, 95, and the BW Parkway. Rush hour delays, no more, no less. 50 making good time from the Beltway out to the Bay Bridge. The WTOP Newsroom, furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets. Brand name mattresses, affordable, never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's get our forecast. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
A nice evening across the DMV and a pretty sunset to look forward to a little bit before 8 o'clock. Our temperatures at that point will be in the lower 60s. We fall into the 40s overnight into early tomorrow morning with just a few passing clouds. A cooler day tomorrow, upper 50s to lower 60s, partly sunny skies. Plenty of sunshine with temperatures in the mid-60s on Friday. The weekend, temperatures will be in the middle 60s on Saturday. We're in the lower to middle 80s on Sunday. We stay in the 80s Monday and Tuesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, we do have plenty of sunshine here this afternoon, mixed up with some clouds, and the breezes are kicking up every once in a while in the 20s out of the northwest. Right now we're at 72 in Sterling, 73 at the Wharf, 74 National Harbor, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Over to Jeff Claybaugh.
Facebook reported after the close, warning of higher expenses. It also lowered its sales forecast. Facebook did say the number of daily users rose 7%. Hilton's hotels are fuller, roommates are higher, and it continues to open them. Hilton opened 106 new hotels last quarter and has a record number of new hotels in development. It says room rates will rise as much as 4% this year. Another headquarters move in Northern Virginia, but not far. Graham Holdings, the Graham family empire that sold the Washington Post to Jeff Bezos, is relocating its Roslyn headquarters to a 35-story building on North Moore Street where Nestle USA's headquarters is. The Dow finished the day down 43 points. The S&P 500 up just a point. The NASDAQ up 16. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
All right, Jeff, stay with us here on WTOP. Coming up, another abortion rights issue was before the Supreme Court today. We'll go in-depth with ABC News in minutes. It's 5:12.
All right, DC, the wait is over. FanDuel, America's number one sports book, is now officially live. This is George Wallace, and right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. So all you got to do is place a $5 bet. Win or lose, you get $150 in bonus bets. It's fun. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports, and plenty of that going on right now, all in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/GW. That's FanDuel.com/GW to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Must be 18 and older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Later this hour,
a fraternity expelled from this Virginia school for hazing. I'm Neil Augenstein.
More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Gen AI will reshape every organization, so don't fall behind. Attend Oracle's Federal Forum on April 25th at the Washington, D.C. downtown Westin to get current on the latest developments in data and AI and learn how to apply generative AI to impact mission outcomes. You'll join peers in civilian government, defense, and intelligence to discuss harnessing Oracle's mission-built cloud solutions for government. Register for the Oracle Federal Forum for free at oracle.com/fedforum.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 5:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for being with us.
Well, for the first time, the Supreme Court has considered the implication of a state ban on abortion since overturning Roe v. Wade about 2 years ago. Today's oral arguments involved a case in Idaho on whether a federal law that mandates an abortion in a medical emergency overrules a state abortion ban.
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy joined us a bit earlier here on WTOP to talk about the case and what both sides are actually arguing.
This case calls into question what Idaho emergency room doctors can do when women come in with severe pregnancy complications, because the state law says that abortions can only be provided to save the life of the mother. Well, what about when there's the potential for severe health complications, permanent damage, hemorrhaging? Today it was mentioned the possibility of the need for a hysterectomy and preventing a woman from ever having children in the future, not necessarily resulting in her death, but severe medical complications. And what of the federal law that's been passed and on the books since 1986 that says that emergency rooms that take Medicare dollars are obliged to provide stabilizing medical treatment to a patient? And does the need for stabilizing treatment implicate abortions? And if so, does that supersede or is it predominant over the state law in Idaho? And this was the subject of a 2-hour oral argument today before the Supreme Court. I will tell you, the outcome is not clear to observers. You had the liberal justices forcefully pushing against the state of Idaho, talking about the horrible, devastating consequences that can befall women who are in this circumstance, having to be helicoptered out of the state rather than receiving care inside a hospital in Idaho. You had the conservative justices saying, well, where does the federal government come to the table and say that it has the power to determine what criminal law in the state of Idaho can be? And isn't the federal government misusing its spending power authority, talking about Medicare funds, in trying to determine what the medical rules of the state of Idaho should be? But it was really interesting to hear questions from Amy Coney Barrett, the conservative justice appointed by former President Trump. She raised concerns about, for example, the idea that doctors might be prosecuted for making good faith medical judgments about what is necessary in a particular case. And I think a lot of eyes are on Amy Coney Barrett to see which way she'll rule on this.
Stephen, when do we expect any kind of decision?
Well, it being the last week of scheduled oral argument, tomorrow is the big case involving former President Trump and the immunity question. We can talk at this time tomorrow if you like. But I would expect that this case will come down at the very end of the term when the final opinions are released, probably the last week of June. And if they need to slide that a couple of opinion days in July, maybe that's what will happen then.
That's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Quick look at the top stories we're working on for you, WTOP.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has visited New York's Columbia University amid the protests related to the situation in Gaza.
A jury sides with Fairfax County Public Schools after a former student accused the district of mishandling matters after she was allegedly sexually assaulted.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
It's 5:18.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Lights on flash, Suitland Parkway at Firth Sterling Avenue, D.C. and Interstate 295 loaded up with afternoon traffic. Outbound Suitland Parkway also slow into Maryland. But if you're going toward Virginia from the Navy Yard and the Wharf, westbound traffic on 695, southbound traffic on 395, stop and go. Near the Jefferson Memorial before the 14th Street Bridge, still have at least one stopped in and blocking the right lane of the freeway. You get a break from the heavy traffic across the 14th Street Bridge and near Pentagon City, but then you're riding those breaks southbound out of Arlington through Springfield. That is because of the crash that happened on 95 south of the Beltway. That was in the left lane, but that appears to have just cleared. Northbound on 95 near Fairfax County Parkway, crash response keeping the left lane blocked. Northbound on 95. Fairfax County Parkway south of Braddock Road, broken down truck out of the way. 66 volume delays. It's a slow rush hour on the Beltway. Lots of congestion and heavy traffic on the Beltway through Virginia and Maryland. Through the Maryland suburbs on 270, 95 and the BW Parkway. Volume delays, slowdowns in separate stretches. Route 50, just heavy outbound through Chevrolet, good through Bowie, and through Annapolis and across the Bay Bridge. Bring your friends and family to Lido Pizza on Wednesdays and get a free appetizer with any $25 purchase. Lido Pizza, family value since 1955. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's head over to the 7 News First Alert Weather Center. Meteorologist Jordan Evans joins us now. Jordan, what you got for us the rest of this day?
Well, for today, enjoy those 70s for a couple more hours, and the air is plenty dry, feeling comfortable out there, dew points in the 30s. Winds are coming down out of the northwest, and it will be quite chilly. I think tomorrow morning we'll have some 30s and 40s. I think the coldest morning will be Friday with some patchy frost in parts of the areas outside the Beltway, again for Friday. So the next couple of days, it is on the cooler side with highs only in the 60s, not expecting much rain. More clouds tomorrow, more clouds on Saturday and Friday. Mostly sunny. Then we talk early summer-like weather once we get into Sunday. Temperatures quickly climb into the 80s. And Monday, we could be flirting with the 90s, our warmest day so far this year. Forecast right now at 88, but I would not be surprised if we do have some spots, especially west of I-95, reaching that 90-degree mark for the first time this year. Eventually, the 80s will start to go away by the middle of next week. We'll track some storm chances on Tuesday. 70 in Silver Spring, 74 in Fairfax, and 72 Upper Marlboro.
Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Still ahead, the Caps have their back against the wall in their playoff series with the Rangers. That hasn't stopped some young Washington hockey fans from holding a rally. We'll have more. It's 521.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Choose to partner with Comcast Business to get the fast, reliable internet you need to power your business. Sign up for a gig speed bundle today and get an $800 prepaid card. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. Ends 5/6/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with gigabit extra internet, security edge, one voice line, and connection pro or Wi-Fi pro with 2-year agreement. Call for details.
When it comes to substance use disorder, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Every patient has their own journey, and at Alpus Wellness, we understand that. Alpus Wellness is an evidence-driven, holistic treatment facility that offers multiple paths to recovery. We work with most major insurance companies. It's time. Visit us at alpuswellnesscenters.org to learn more, or call us at 866-862-5727. Alpus Wellness. Unparalleled treatment, lasting recovery.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 522.
The University of Virginia says a fraternity has been kicked off the Charlottesville campus after an investigation into hazing. WTOP's Neil Augenstein is hearing about it from the fraternity itself.
For the first time in its history, the Alpha chapter at the University of Virginia had its charter suspended and revoked.
Pi Kappa Alpha's executive vice president, Justin Buck, in a YouTube video.
The chapter was also expelled from the University of Virginia for a minimum of 4 years.
He says it comes after confirmed abhorrent and detestable hazing activities by individuals. He says more than 20 men are being investigated and could be expelled from UVA.
The fraternity will be pursuing civil litigation against the president and several others who were directly involved and responsible for violating the terms of their membership agreement.
Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
Now, the Washington Capitals are down 2-0 in their series against the New York Rangers. The Caps have a chance to bounce back in the playoffs Friday night here in D.C., and they're getting some enthusiastic support from young fans. WTOP's Dick Yoliano reports students, teachers, and staff at Cardinal Elementary in Arlington turned out for a Caps pep rally.
In the schoolyard, plenty of kids wore Caps jerseys and T-shirts and cheered on the team, wishing them the best in Friday's Game 3 of the first-round playoffs.
I love the Caps, and I like that they're just like, they have their moments.
They should just continue to try really hard.
I think they're going to do great. I think this pep rally is definitely going to help them.
And having dropped the first two games to the Rangers, the players have some helpful advice from Cardinal Elementary School principal Colin Brown.
I think it's been the Caps all season, up, down, whatever. It's perseverance. Stick it in and staying with it, and never giving up. You always want to go down fighting.
In Arlington, Dick Yoliano, WTOP News.
The MTV Video Music Awards has a new venue for this year's ceremony. The show is on September 10th at UBS Arena in Queens, New York. The last two ceremonies were held just over the state line in Newark, New Jersey. The awards have usually been held in either Greater New York or L.A., except for a couple of times when they were actually held in Miami. Taylor Swift, George Wallace, will look to three-peat as Video of the Year winner. She earned the prize the last 2 years.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
That's a three-peat that George Wallace is really rooting for.
Is that? Do we have odds out on that yet? You can probably bet on it.
Over under?
Yeah, FanDuel might have something.
I'm sure, yeah. We'll look at that. All right, baseball. Tonight, the Nationals taking on the Dodgers. 6:45 first pitch. Jay Gervin will throw tonight. He's 1-1 with a 3.13 ERA. Nationals two games under 500 after the loss last night. Dodgers 14-11. Good news for Lane Thomas is that the MCL does not need surgery. He told reporters this afternoon. He said it's just sore. He's limping around a little bit, but he's going to be okay. He will head to the injured list. But avoiding major injury, that's good news. Tweaked his knee last night in the loss. Trey Lipscomb will come up and replace him. He hit .224 already. 14 games this year. That's not who Sean wants to come up and take his place.
No, a certain guy from Rockville, James Wood, hitting .303, I think, at Rochester. A couple of homers. I think the guy can hit.
You think he can hit? All right. Yeah. I'm sure we'll see him at some point.
Just me.
So the 6:45 tonight, the Orioles lead the Angels 2-0. That game is in the fifth inning. Bottom five, Mets 6, and the Giants 0. Capitals.